Good morning and a very warm welcome to the Lakes Vineyard Church. This morning we're going to finish off our series on emotions, and today we're going to be looking at Gethsemane and emotions that Jesus went through. So before we do that, will we pray? Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time to gather in your name. We ask that you would speak to us through your word and through your spirit, and bless us with your presence this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a Bible, if you could turn to Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 46. And it says, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.' Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will.' Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?' He asked Peter, 'Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.' He went away a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.' When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.'" If you want to put a finger in that passage and then flick over to Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. And it says, "Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you will not fall into temptation.' He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, 'Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.' An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. 'Why are you sleeping?' he asked them. 'Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.'" What's the key verse in this text? In the Matthew text, it's verse 39. "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." What did Jesus experience at Gethsemane? Verse 37 tells us he began to be distressed and troubled. The first word there, distressed, we can use to describe how Jesus was feeling. We can say he was feeling sad. He was feeling grief, pain, sorrow, distress. The second word we could use, upset, anxious. So that's how our Lord and Saviour felt. Then in verse 38, it goes on and says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Overwhelmed means very distressed or in a condition of deep pain or disappointment. How many of us have felt like that? How many of us have experienced deep pain or disappointment? But it tells us that Jesus is distressed to the point of death. And at this point, there's two Psalms that are echoed through what Jesus is praying and what Jesus is saying. The first one is Psalm 42, verses 6 to 11, where it says, "My soul is downcast within me, therefore I'll remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life, I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Then Psalm 43 verse 5, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. It's clear that Jesus was feeling the pinch. He was feeling distressed. More than just disappointed. But it says he felt distressed to the point of death. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? And then it says, put your hope in God. Essentially, in verse 39, Jesus is saying, is there another way? But with a clause that makes it clear that he's surrendered everything to his Father, yet not as I will, but as you will. If it is not possible for this cup to be taken from me, Father, is there another way we can do this? But not what I want, what you want. And three times Jesus prays that. It's an abject appeal from the intimate relationship between a son and father. But it's the will of the Father that he delights in doing. Complete surrender. Jesus completely surrenders his emotions to the Father. Are you surrendering your emotions? Are you submitting your anxiety, your distress, your trouble, disappointment, sadness, grief, sorrow? What about your fears, your worries, your anger, your bitterness, your resentment? Jesus surrenders his to the will of the Father. Not what I want, but what you want. Let that be done. How does the Father respond to that plea? How does the Father respond to that abject appeal in that intimate relationship that he has with his Son? The Father dispatches an angel to minister to Jesus. Luke 22 verse 43, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. An angel comes. The Lord hears the cry of his Son. Father, if it's not possible for this cup to be taken from me, can we do another way? Jesus knew the whole reason why he came. He knew the whole reason that when he came to die on behalf of others so that they wouldn't have to. But even at this point, in the depths of despair, Jesus asks, is there another way? But not what I want, what you want. And then the Father sends an angel from heaven to come to Jesus, to minister to him and impart strength to him. And then what happens afterwards, it says, in being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And it's like the use of a simile here, where busy as a bee or slept like a log. And what the picture that it's trying to paint is trying to paint a vivid picture in our imagination of how the blood is going to fall to the ground, that Jesus' blood is going to be shed for us. And as the gospel writers are writing this, they know what they're going to be putting in the few verses and in the next chapters, and they're trying to paint that vivid picture for us beforehand. There's a great inner tension or a conflict, agony of anguish and anxiety going on here. And the word that's used in Greek is the word where we get our word agony from. And it's the idea of contest with a focus on effort involved. It took effort for Jesus to go and die for us on that cross. It took effort for him to pray what he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the sense of emotional strain connected with painful personal experience is clear to see. But the effect of the angelic help is that Jesus is enabled to pray more earnestly. The agony of the soul finds physical expression in sweat, which appears like drops of blood falling on the ground. And again, the implication is that the sweat was like the shedding of the blood. Jesus went through significant emotional distress in the Garden of Gethsemane. How did he deal with it? He surrendered it to the Father. He gave it up to the Father. He didn't keep hold of it. He didn't bottle it up. He didn't think that he could deal with it himself. He surrendered it. How did the Father respond? By sending an angel to minister to Jesus and impart strength to him. We regularly say, oh, but he is our strength and weakness. Well, he was that for Jesus too. We looked recently at Jesus, fully God, fully man. Jesus was God, but Jesus was a man. He needed divine strength from the Father. And then the Father sends an angel to impart that strength to his Son. Sometimes we can get help for emotional problems via doctors and medication. But sometimes supernatural, godly, supernatural help is necessary. Charlene and I have come through some quite significant emotional times, maybe in the last year and a half. But what have we done? We have continually kept our focus on Jesus. We have continually kept our focus on the Lord. We have continually sought the wisdom of God through the Bible. We have not gave up on who God is. Because we've had a hard time doesn't mean that God's not been in it. Have we cried? Absolutely. Have we felt pain and hurt and emotional turmoil? Absolutely. Jesus felt the same in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he surrendered it to the Father. What we have sought to do is to surrender our stuff. Are we there yet? Absolutely not. Do we know that there's other stuff in our life? Most likely. Are we willing to deal with it? Absolutely. As soon as the Lord brings it up, we're willing to surrender that to him. Because we're Christians doesn't mean that we don't experience pain. We will experience pain. We will experience heartache. But we've got someone that we can lean on. And my question to you this morning is this. Have you surrendered your stuff? Have you surrendered your stuff to the Lord? All of it? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose apart from the pain, the hurt, the anxiety, the distress, the trouble, the disappointment, the sadness, the grief, the sorrow? What about the fear, the worries, the anger, the bitterness, resentment? Have you surrendered that? If you use that term that he is our strength and weakness, well, when you're weak, let him be your strength. Surrender your pain. And you never know, he might just send a ministering angel to come and impart strength to you. You don't have to go through this on your own. You don't have to struggle on your own. You don't have to do this behind closed doors. Talk to someone. Ask the Lord to deal with it. Ask somebody to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and pray for you. Ask somebody to partner with you in prayer every day for a set period of time and see how the Lord can impact that and how he can change it and how he can take away your fears and your worries and your anger and your anxiety. How God can help you get through the emotional turmoil that you're experiencing. Let's see how God wants to deal with that now. Would you like to stand?